So, this week, one of my Talmidim, he's actually a Shiur Dalit Israeli, so he's been through a lot. He's been in yeshiva close to 3 years, been in the army close to 2 years, really serious boy, does a lot of learning, came over with the following question, which I wanted to share through the prism of Parshas Balos. I know a lot of people listening to this are still reading Parshas Balos and Eretz Yisrael reading Shlach. He reads a lot of, listens to a lot of my Shiur, my Moser. Reads Rav Biederman, very famous mashpia in the Chassidische Welt. Reads a lot of Rav Osher Weiss's Torah. And he's struggling with his balance. On the one hand, his shtadlus and effort and push yourself. And I shared a lot with him about how Rav Lichtenstein always pushed us beyond limits we thought were attainable of sleep, of eating, of work, of hasmada. And you want to accomplish, you have to invest, you have to work, you have to struggle, you have to surmount obstacles. And yet, Takol Bidei Shemayim, and yet Gamzu Latova, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mashgiach Elyon, and Hakol Biyadav. So where do you hit that balance between, as I told him, he was really asking two questions. He was asking one question, Al Pi Machshava, how do you see the world? How do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world? How did he structure it? Second question is more halacha lemaisa, in your own experience, when you try so hard for something, whether it's in the limited world of Torah or general, you have goals you want to accomplish, and when those goals aren't easily attained, at what point do you just say, this is the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm not going to beat my head against the wall, just accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So it's not just a theoretical question that you'd read about in the Kuzari or in Sajigon. It's a real issue. As Chassidus talks about his batlus, at what point should you just be misbatil? Or should you keep working, keep plugging, keep surmounting, keep... So it's not just a philosophical question, it's also a question of how do you structure your day and how do you work in Avodas Hashem? So I gave him some basic guidelines. There's a famous article by Rev Lichtenstein that I recommend that he read. But I also told him, I said, look, there's a range, maybe 20 different issues in life that seem to have contrasting forces, whether it's emuna versus ishtadlus, whether it's many, many different traits. I'll mention one of them in Baloscha. And the answer is not choosing one over the other. And it's not even choosing both and having one dilute the other, reaching some balance between the two. But it's developing each. And I told him it's like a toolbox. Imagine you have a toolbox. You have a hammer. It's the strongest hammer. When you need a hammer, you take it out and you bang away at the nail with all your force and might. And then another time in life, you'll have a tweezer. It's a whole different tool from a hammer, and it's a whole different set of skills. In some ways, if you try to knock out a nail you need to take out with a tweezer, it won't work. They're almost contradictory forces and tools. And life is about carrying that toolbox and choosing which tool you'll need at one moment. It's called emotional versatility. It's called the ability to have different traits and build different midos and to know what trait to pull at which time. And when he's 23, you're already 22, 23, and he's already very mature. I don't know who's listening, but it seems like there's almost even a younger crowd, most of the people listening to this year. I said, but as you go through the next 10 years for sure, you're developing the ability to reach that balance and to know which tool to deploy when and at what point to push yourself, and at what point to just accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will that seems to be clear-cut and evident. And he shouldn't in any way panic or be frustrated. It just takes a long time to develop these. And even when you get older, you're still experimenting, but at least when you get older, you have enough experience that you settle into a level of comfort to know what tools you have. And that type of contrast is on display in Balos Chag. So on the one hand, there's a stunning image of the Levim, of the people who are Tamei LeNefesh Adam, and they were excluded, and they had justifiable reason to be excluded from Karban Pesach, because they were, according to Chazal, they were carrying and porting the Atzmos Yosef, and Meis Mitzvah, in Lecha Meis Mitzvah Gadol Mizeh, Yosef on the way to Kvorot in Eretz Yisrael. And you could say, you know what, I'm satisfied, I have enough, I've done mine, I've performed my mitzvah, I just can't bring a Karban Pesach this year. And they say, Lama Nigara, no, we want more, we're ambitious, we're thirsty. We're aspirational. We don't want to be complacent. There's an old adage that if you want to get something done, ask a busy person. And it seems counterintuitive, because if he's busy or she's busy, why? But if they're busy, it's because they like taking tasks and they never give themselves a discount. They never give themselves an out. They don't acquit themselves and say, oh, it's not mine. Let someone else take care of that. They're willing to take on more. And they're always saying, I want more and I can do more and I want more in life in the right way, not because I want a better car, more money. I want more obligation and more mission and more duty, more accomplishment and more Torah and more midos. But that can also lead to unrest and dissatisfaction and squeamishness and sense of complaining. And as the parsha morphs to the end, He says a lot of complaints, and some of them seem very droll and gross and we won't meet, but some of them are just more, as we would say, existential, misonim. They're just in the desert, and they're not happy, they're not at peace, they're not at rest, and you have to live your life at peace with yourself and at peace with your lot, and of course not just in how much money you have, that's obvious, but when Chazal says, Zeru Asher Simech B'chalko, they mean Ruchnius also, and they mean what type of Avodas Hashem are you capable of, and what framework do you fit in? I wrote an article recently about how this, the second you read a story about a gadol and a trait that gadol had, everyone has to take that trait. That's not healthy growth. Healthy growth is, oh, that gadol had an incredible trait, but maybe, obviously in generic traits, but maybe my place, my situation is just a little different, and you can be your own personality and not necessarily have this avodas Hashem by numbers, and these are the traits that every single person has to excel at, and because that's a fiction, and that's a false narrative. You can excel at every trait. You can be well and successful, but you can't succeed at every trait. So how do you find that balance between ambition and striving for more and gaining more, and on the other hand, it's accepting and being happy with your accomplishments and having self-esteem and confidence, satisfaction? It's another one of those dualities and dichotomies and contradictions that you always work at. And I can list 15 others, and it's having the patience, the wherewithal, and the perspective that life isn't monochromatic. It's not one versus the other, and it's not even together in the dilution for some common middle ground. It's about the toolbox and developing as many tools in the toolbox as you can.